The title of today's message is Grace Will Bring You Home. And the scripture is found in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 through 11. And the key verse is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Greetings to everyone. Today, grace will bring you home. And the past week, we reminded about poor navigating. We reminded many suffering, many struggle, many burdens. And then we have the wildfire in California. And so we look outside. We turn our heart to God to think about His love for us, to have our soul to be still in the time of this pandemic. There's a story in China. In the Tofu, there's a woman that's selling wine, Miss Wong. One day, there is a monk, morally upright monk, to live near the shop of this lady. Though he does not have a lot of money, but Miss Wong welcomed him open. And this monk lived there for 3 years. And after he departed, he dig a well next to the shop. Everybody was surprised because from there, there's a stream come up and they tested. And this is a very good wine from this well. From that point on, Wong became is very famous shop and very rich because of this source of income. And sometime this monk returned to visit Wong and asked her about the well that he did. And she complained, the wine is still very good. Very big crowd in the shop, but I don't have more than enough yet. And the monk said, he wrote a seal on the towards the wall. The heaven is large, but the greediness of the heart is larger than the heaven. And after that, he went away, and from there, the well has dried up. And this illustration shows us that Miss Wong did not have to pay for the well. She owned this well for a long time. She has wanted to sell. She didn't have to invest in it, but she does not feel satisfied and was hoping to have more and more to store. And every day we receive the Lord's blessing. We receive different aspects of the blessing. But there's one more that grace has done. That is, He gave us grace to bring us home. Now, we have to look at our attitude when we see God. I'd like to invite you to regard ourselves through Mephibosheth. In 2 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 1 to 11, let's pray for guidance in this message. We thank you, Lord, for your love that you have given us. Though we are unworthy, but your love have accepted us and call us the children of God. Your grace has brought us back to your home. May you let us see this grace is so deep that we will not have any complaint because we are not satisfied with what we have. May we see what your gift is so great that we can only say that thank you, Lord. May you guide us in the study of your word. May my mouth have your words to encourage each one of us here, even myself, to understand the love of God. And may we live the worthy on this earth. We live everything into your hand. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. you can
mention
there are three points to this character, Mephibosheth. The first point is to become someone who was neglected. Grace has saved us. The third point is blessing from that grace. We think about to become someone who is neglected. Mephibosheth has become a neglected person in some manner. We are like Mephibosheth. We've been neglected. In 2 Samuel 15, one day, David asked, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake? Saul is the first king of Israel. God has established Saul as a king. And during this time, Saul did not fear the Lord. And many times, the prophets of the Lord, Samuel, rebuked him, but Saul is still very hardened. And the last part of 1 Samuel, Saul and his three sons in the Battle of Philistine was killed. One of the three is Jonathan. When Jonathan and David first met each other, and from there they have a friendship, love of friendship, to even sacrifice one person to that friend. And in that friendship, Jonathan has protected David. That from Saul. And Saul knew that God loved David and will one day make David to a replacement as a king. Saul didn't want that. So that Saul found a way to destroy David. However, before departing, David and Jonathan has a promise to each other. And this promise in Samuel chapter 20, verse 14 and 15, saying that, if I am alive, Jonathan said, if I am still alive, please treat me like a friend, so I will not be destroyed. But if you continue with myself to my son and grandson forever, please to forgive them, so God will destroy the enemies before you. And Jonathan and David has established his covenant. And because of this promise, now David said, is there anyone still left of this house of Saul? Because he wanted to show kindness for Jonathan's sake. And this is what David has promised to Jonathan. In the story, Saul has a servant named Ziba. Ziba was invited to David. And there is one son of Jonathan. He has a cripple, and his name is Mephibosheth. He is lame, Ziba said. Where is this person? Ziba said, he is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel, in Lodibar. Maki means is a rich businessman. The son of Amiel. Amiel means the people of God. Mephibosheth is someone is living in Machir, son of Amiel. That means Mephibosheth is almost like living a rich business in the people of Israel. It sounds like is very happy there, but Mephibosheth does not have any kind of happiness. It appears that Mephibosheth is well, but he is lame. He appears to be happy, but he was very hungry. It appears to be peaceful, but in reality, he has full of fear. Mephibosheth is an image of each of us. You and I Also, there is an influence that gave us a condition.
Mephibosheth,
when he was born, was not lame, but after Saul and Jonathan died,
and
the servant to look after the children and live. Mephibosheth, only 5 years, and she carried in the struggling, she dropped him and fell. And he was lame. And from that time on, this lameness has followed Mephibosheth all his life. When we look at our life, when God created us, we saw that the creation was good, but your life and mine was crippled in sin because of our ancestor Adam. Because of the fall of Adam, there is nothing, no unrighteousness. Everybody is committed sin. No one could do the will of God. And Paul said, when I do what to do good, the evil follows me. I want, but I can't. Each one of us become lame before the will of God,
or lame
to live according to His will, to please Him. But there is something in there continue to follow us. That's God's will. But we thank the Lord. God's love is like, just like David expressed to Mephibosheth. Is there anything that in the household of Saul, so I can show God's kindness there? Many are just like any system. They are looking for a something satisfaction in this world. Find some richness in this temporary life. To find entertainment meaningless in this world. But they lost the opportunity to a relationship with God. In the physical body, we may have enough to eat, but our spiritual is always lost in this world. Each one has an emptiness inside that there's nothing can fill, of this world can fill that emptiness in us. Mephibosheth is an unfortunate person, and this because the sin of Saul.
Saul
was selected as a king, but he denied the Lord. But if Saul continued to love the Lord, when Saul passed away, Jonathan may become king. And if Jonathan relented, then Mephibosheth would be king. But that's not the truth. Because Saul departed from the fear of the Lord, and anything that is good for Saul did not take place. Mephibosheth is still in a fear because he is an enemy to them. Why is an enemy? Because he was the grandson of Saul. Saul was trying to destroy David many times. After Saul and Jonathan was killed in the battle, people of Israel from the north, Ishbosheth became king for 2 years, and under the support of the officer of Saul. Ishbosheth was king, reigned for 2 years. In those years, and there's a battle between David, with support from the south, Judah and Benjamin. They continue to fight the tribes of the north, and it dragged out for 7.5 years. And during that time, one day, Abner came to a servant of Saul to repent. And so he did not accept that. Why did you come to the servant? Abner was I sacrificed everything to protect Saul and supported you. Now, why do you be because of this woman? And Abner did not support Ishbosheth. And now, to fight with David. In those time of this battle between the north and the south, Abner killed an officer of David, and when David let him go, and Joab followed to kill, to avenge for the death of his brother. When Abner died, the Israel does not support his possession. Ishbosheth has two servants, one Baana and the other Rehab. If they serve Ishbosheth, there's no one. And these two kill Ishbosheth and give it to David to claim reward. But David did not accept it. And David killed both Baana and Rehab. When the ten tribes has no king in the north, and then they invited David to become king. And from there, David is king over all the ten tribes, and to establish the kingdom, and Jerusalem was the city. And all that events, and Mephibosheth, when I heard about that, become fearful of David. Someone has killed my uncle to David. Maybe my head will become too. And now all the kingdom of Israel is under David. What will become of me? He was fearful. And this the condition of Mephibosheth almost the same as the human heart. This thing is unfortunate because everybody is sinful before the Lord. They live in fear because they become the enemy of God. We were there before God. If David did not have true kindness to his people, and forever the people that will still live in fear and suffering. But because David has asked, is there any people in that song? I want to show kindness because of Jonathan. And that Mephibosheth has changed a new chapter. Dear congregation, we have been neglected in Adam because our ancestor has departed and we become sinners. But in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, God used us, his love to live while we were yet sinners. Let Christ die for us. If God did not have the time to gather us toward him, Christ did not come, and we become, will be forever lost. And because of his love, he has a wish, he created us for him. The human departed from his love, but God still loves us. He wanted to gather all of his children again. So Christ has to have sacrificed on the cross. It's an open door to bring ourselves toward God. Thanks be to God. And because of that your life and mine is blessed. It's been changed. God's love, the grace of God, has expressed for you, to you and mine, was a sinner, has been neglected in Adam. The second point we think that his grace has found us.
Mephibosheth
lived in Mokia in the land called Lodiba. Lodiba means empty. There is nothing there. Empty land. Maybe that name because that part of the world is east, is Jordan. It's very dry. There's nothing to grow there. The life of Mephibosheth was buried in this emptiness. And there, Mephibosheth lost everything. He lost the name of the prince. He lost his position. He lost his honor. Nobody feared him or honored Mephibosheth. He lost all the rights. He has lost all his position, lost all his relatives, lost his friends. And he also lost himself because he was lame, depending on everybody else. Mephibosheth, that means to destroy the evilness. That's the meaning of that episode. But now, Mephibosheth, this person to destroy the evilness, is at the living in shame of himself. Because of this condition and at the place where it's dry and empty. Mephibosheth did not find it, but David tried to find Mephibosheth. When Ziba was a servant of Saul, let him know, there is a son of Jonathan, lame, walking. He is at Machir, son of Ammi, Lodabah. And King David invited Mephibosheth back to Jerusalem. David loved, had chosen Mephibosheth. He was a far away land, at the place where there's no life there in that time. But the grace of David has sought out Mephibosheth to bring this unworthy person to come back. This image, let us see God's love when he emptied himself from heaven, entered into this world. He himself seek each one of us and bring us back to give us the blessing to become the children of God. When King asked Ziba, Ziba said that he is lame in both feet. Ziba means grace. Ziba or righteousness. Ziba means this person is mean to him well. Very should have pity on him because he is lame. Ziba just want to show David anybody who is far to try their own righteousness to be accepted before God so that God is, they are pitiful. They are worthy enough. But there is no righteousness by our own effort can satisfy, can save us. The salvation of a person, of a sinner from God, is come from grace of God. Our key verse in Ephesians that because of grace, by faith, that you are saved. This is not from yourself, but is a gift from God. It's not our own effort. There is no contribution from our own righteousness. People can feel satisfied because we are morally upright than others. We can feel honored because we are in a family that is more honored than others. There are certain values that we feel that we are proud of that value. However, the scripture said God does not save anyone because of any work of ourselves. But thanks be to God. God saw the condition, our own condition. And when we be created to live in a way, just like the meaning of Mephibosheth, to destroy evilness, shamefulness. And King David has lived up Mephibosheth to live according to the meaning of that name. He was brought to the King David's palace to live in a royalty. according to the meaning of his name. The image of human has the Adam has fallen. We have committed sin against God and the Bible says Adam and Eve have used the fig leaves to make clothes for themselves. They feel they are naked, shameful before the Lord, and they can't make clothes by a fig leaf. When the Lord, when they heard the Lord, Adam, where are you, Adam? Adam in Eve was fearful of the Lord and hid. They were naked. They had a fig leaf to cover themselves. But why are they hiding? Because that heap of leaves has no value to cover the shamefulness before the Lord. It only has the value to cover the nakedness between themselves. But that has no value because God can see that they are before. They were perfect before the Lord. But now, our righteousness made other feel more proud than other, but there's no righteousness in us can be accepted that because of our moral condition, our moral uprightness to save us. Our righteousness, the morally of religion is only like an image of a fig leaf. So that from the creation, when Adam and Eve fell, God has killed an animal and used the skin of this animal to make clothes for Adam and Eve. The problem to kill this animal to make the skin, it doesn't mean that if the skin is better than the fig leaves. It doesn't have that meaning. But it has the point that anything that God supplies, it has value so that we can stand before the Lord. And this image of an animal killed to make the skin to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve is the image of Christ, sacrifice on the cross. God has become a cloth to cover us before the Lord. Whoever put faith in Christ so that our shamefulness does not show before the Lord. Everything of our goodness has no value to save us. But because of our faith, because of grace, we have been saved. It's not of our own effort. It is a gift of God. It's called grace of God. Righteousness is good, but it is not a standard for God to save us. Our effort, religious effort, our moral effort, has nothing to do with our salvation. The outside appearance of religious may be worthy of praise by others, but it's never a condition to bring a person close to God. To become the image of God now is because of grace, just like the key verse. Please seek us at the time when we are sinful. And this is the reason you and I, we could not boast about our own righteousness. That grace is the son, the prodigal son, at the time when he was with the pigs to bring him home. Grace is the grace that Joseph has been dumped by the brothers into the dry well. He brought to Egypt and became the highest officer in Egypt. That grace, that same grace, has got the Samaria in the well, was lonely one in the midday of the day, and through she was brought to be come back with her own people, which she was neglected by the men for. Grace, give each one of us to accept or not. That belongs to each one of us. That choice belongs to each one of us. When David asked someone to come to Mephibosheth has the right to accept or deny David's invitation.
And
Mephibosheth had accepted this grace.
And when Mephibosheth,
son of Jonathan, went into David, and he bowed before David, "Are you Mephibosheth?" And he said, "Yes, I am. At your service. Don't be afraid, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." New congregation, Mr. Ben said, well, that he is not worthy of David's love. So, verse 8, Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" Before the love of David, before the grace of David, Mephibosheth felt that was surprised, asking, "Who am I to deserve that kind of love from you?" Do you ever put the question to God? David has put the question, "What is man that you care for them? Humans, who are they that you care for them?" If we understand God's grace is great, maybe we can put this question, "Dear God, who am I, Lord, that you have chosen me? Who am I that have been called to be children of God?"
Mephibosheth
felt the unworthiness of himself, and that received grace from David. Not only to return all the possessions of Saul, all the inheritance of his grandfather and also Jonathan, but also has the honor to eat along with David at his table. There's a story about in the time of Napoleon, and the prince from Russia come to France to visit Napoleon, and in this Napoleon led this prince into a prison, and to express his respect to this Russian, you can ask for anyone from the prisoner to be free, and I will free that prisoner, whoever you chose. And Russian prince went to each one of the cells and asked why. Each one of complained, "I was blamed, has suffered this condition under no circumstances. This is not right. Everybody has a reason." And they said, I'm the one that is worthy to be free." And there's one prisoner, he didn't say anything. And Prince said, "How about you? I have not heard from you. Do you know I have the authority to ask Napoleon to free you?" And this prisoner said, "Dear Prince, I am a sinner. I committed to you. The punishment is worthy of my act. I do not complain what I have done. I deserve." And he was saying, that Russian prince said, "Free this person." This person, he knew that he himself is from everybody else from this earth. And he was free. The person who has been forgiven to recognize the condition, he is not worthy. When we face God, can we feel that the condition of unworthiness in ourselves? Mephibosheth saw that, "Who am I that you care for me just like a dead dog like me?" Before David, Mephibosheth felt like he's just a dog, a dead dog. unworthy before God. What word describe us to show that our repentance, our unworthiness before Him? We can only ask for mercy.
King
David said, don't be afraid, because Jonathan, I will keep my covenant with Jonathan.
Mephibosheth
has nothing worthy to receive, but Mephibosheth can receive this grace from David because of a name of one person, that's Jonathan. And because of that, Mephibosheth has a relationship with that name. That's my father, Jonathan. And because of that relationship, Mephibosheth received the grace from David. Mephibosheth would not receive the grace from David, not because he was lame, not because he's the only one survived. Not only because he has no wisdom and skill to help David, but the reason, only reason that Mephibosheth can receive this blessing from David is because there is a relationship with Jonathan. In the name of Jonathan, in this name that David has befriended with, that Mephibosheth receive the blessing of David. Today, when we look at our lives, each one of us, just like Mephibosheth, there is no one has a value worthy that God based on that to give us His love. But there is one relationship with a name. From there, we receive the grace. And that's Jesus Christ. And because we come to Christ and said, dear God, I am a sinner. And Jesus said, His death forgave our sins. In this relationship with this name of Christ, you and I today have received grace from the Lord. Jesus is a bridge for us to bring close to receive the grace of God. We do not seek God. God seeks us. The third point here, the blessing of grace. The blessing of grace. When David asked Ziba, servant of Saul, in verse 9, then the king summoned Ziba, Saul, to work and said to him, I have given your master grace and everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your son and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops, so that your master's grandson may be provided for. And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table. Ziba is the name of righteous. Now, to also receive a blessing because of Mephibosheth. He became a helper to the family of Mephibosheth in verse 9. To farm the land. And in this work, the family of Ziba also received the blessing. And at the same time, supplied to others in the family of Mephibosheth. He has 15 sons and 20 servants, Ziba, and enough of worker to feed. And that army can receive the result of the farmland that David has returned to the family of Mephibosheth. Now, let's think about this. The image is that Ziba family must serve Mephibosheth. The good deeds is not something that they. The good deeds become an expression of the saved person. Here, you and I have been saved by the Lord. The righteousness, our good deeds, does not save us, but when we've been saved, we express those good deeds according to the will of God. So, Ziba must express the help to Mesuba's family. You and I, we have been saved so we can do good. To save so we can work out the will of the Lord. Both Mesuba said and the family of Mesuba as well as family of Ziba is no longer even here. Before they became, they were the enemy. Now they are not regarded as enemy. Before they were in the condition that I'm fearful to run away, to hide, nothing to eat. Now they are no longer fear of them. But there is a change. And Ziba, there's a change. Mesuba has been called to receive possession, to receive honors. Is that enough? Not enough. In the eyes of David, Mephibosheth must be, you will eat with me at my table. Always. This is grace. Mephibosheth has been restored and is regarded as a prince, son of David. That is grace. Ziba can receive mercy from David, no longer enemy of David, no longer to go hungry. He received the grace because to work for the family of Mephibosheth. But the difference between Mephibosheth and Ziba is that his good is not food, but the position. In the royal court, Mephibosheth received all the good from David. But the most honored thing, the most important honor, that is Mephibosheth is not regarded as outsider, but he is treated as a son in the family of David. No longer an enemy, but regarded as a member of the family. Always. And the verse 13, we do not read about it. Mephibosheth had a young lived in Jerusalem because he eat with David a horse, though he is lean. Before, he was in a city called is empty and not a farmland, but now he's no longer there. He in the royal court in Jerusalem, peaceful city, and to receive all the blessings. But the most honoring is that he is regarded as a prince. Verse 11. Then Ziba said to him, so Mephibosheth at David's table like one of the king's sons. This is the difference between when we receive the mercy of the Lord with those to receive the grace of God. When God made the sun to shine, and the sun will rise before the good and the evils. When God make rain, and that rain is on the righteousness, it's also for unrighteousness. Whoever believe or not believe in God, they receive mercy from the Lord. But grace, there is only for people who have faith in the Lord. Grace is only for the people who recognize the condition of unworthiness and accept the salvation of Christ. That person will receive, and God is regarded that as prince and princesses. That person can be regarded as a family of the Lord. We are sons and daughters of God. Any more honor than that, Mephibosheth has regarded David as his father now. Do we regard God as our father, our loving father? Maybe in this world, there may be some of us will have some position. Maybe we have some knowledge that can be honored. Maybe we have some job that have great income. Maybe we have some possession. But if we could not come into the Lord's house and regard it as a prince or person, and in God's eyes, we are still a sinner, a lost person. There's a story about Jeff Holstrom. He lived with his mother, but he passed away. He was at high school. His father is a famous doctor, Dr. Holstrom. He was cold. Is very strict with his children. Dr. Holstrom wished that his son should study and become a doctor. If someone who does not have study would not be a useful person to society. So he encouraged Jeff, I will invest all my money so that you can study to become, have degrees. So that you have a position to serve or you can take up my profession if you become a doctor like me. But in the heart of Jeff, he didn't like that. He didn't want to become an engineer or doctor. His only wish is he loved to ski. So he only wanted to work anything related to ski. When he worked in a corporation, very large one, but he does not have a degree, so he was not honored or take a good position. When he was 27, he moved to Colorado. And he went into to monitor for the skier. And maybe this satisfied Jeff's dream. So he worked there in Colorado, in the area where people are skiing, the ski range. And those times of working there, and his work, because he has no degree, and there is some limitation about his career to follow, to make sure they are okay and go slow and help them. But his income is not increased, and he's not very effective. So at that time, Jeff thought for himself, his father's work. I have to go to school. I have to have an education, have a degree. And he reconnected with his sister, Janice, to return where he lived to go to school. Janice contacted Jeff. But Dr. Holstrom didn't know anything about Jeff, that his son is now working for a degree at the university, and through his help, and he was studying there with Janice's help. And one day, Janice said to her father, at that time, can you come to the, I want to see you in that publication center. And there is a crowd there. Dr. Stern was trying to find Janice, but he didn't find her daughter. And he saw a friend, a lady. And this is the lady of the friend of Jeff. And Jeff has talked a lot about his situation, about his dream. He said, many times I told my father that I want to become a work in something that related to ski, and the father has rebuked him. You are a lazy person. This family did not have anybody, has nothing to do with skiing. If you don't want to study from now on, don't show yourself to me until you can use your head to study and become a useful person, and from that, Jeff lost connection from that time on. Now, he came back to his hometown that his father did not know. So this lady said, oh, what are they doing here? And, oh, dear doctor, they are organizing the graduation ceremony. Oh, sir. Well, my daughter asked me to come here. She already received, or maybe she was trying to surprise me here with another degree, and the lady said was busy, and had to find a place to sit for Dr. Holstrom, and she returned to the group, and Holstrom was sitting, and they were read this and that, and all the, and then the names of the graduates are called to come up. Jeff is the last person to receive a degree. And Jeff Holstrom had received this bachelor degree. He was so surprised. He was like, stood up and looked at his sister. But now there is a person waving at him. And that is his father. And after this encounter, Jeff went to this lady, Dr. Holstrom. I was talking about you to him, and he introduced me. I was suspecting this is your father, just like you have talked about him to me. But I didn't hear you invited your father, so I wasn't sure this is your dad. And Janice had arranged for this arrangement. And Holstrom saw Jeff graduate. And someone asked, Jeff, what do you plan to do? The first thing I want to do, I have to return to my father's house. Maybe the decision, the first important decision for you and me is to return the house of the Lord. If we want to become a useful person worthy of His love, the first thing we have to do is to come back to the house of God. If your life and mine is with all the influence, the struggling of this world that make our faith to fade away, to fear, to lose balance in our spiritual life, the first thing we want to do is to return home. Receive the grace of God. The word of the Lord. By grace, through faith, you are saved. Not because of yourself, but the gift of God. May we receive His grace. Let's all stand. We read the key verse. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Dear our loving Father, our heart are thankful for you because in your grace, in your love, we are been neglected because our ancestor has become your enemy. In the position of sinners, we've been far away from you. But thanks be to God, your grace has seen and saved us, has chosen us to, when we were yet still a sinner, not worthy of your love. And now we receive your grace, a position of children, because we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God because you have supplied Jesus to us. It's the way of salvation. It's the open door to bring us toward you. By that grace, we have a honor position before you. May we be worthy of this salvation. May we be worthy of a citizen of heaven. May we be worthy of a son of God. And save us from the influence of this world with the power of this darkness trying to destroy our faith, to make our faith backslide, that we come to fear again, to lose balance, just like someone who has no faith. May you save us. May we see your grace so we belong to you. We thank you, Lord. May your word to comfort us on these days, on this, with all the struggling, all the pandemics around us. But we recognize maybe right now we belong to you and we are children. We are in the protection of your hand. May you be with each one of us here. Protect us in all of our activities and of all. Keep our faith in you until we see you. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.